Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
We're going to be joined by Patrick Mahomes coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Right now, why don't we take a trip around the National Football League and hear what the national voices were saying about the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs started their homestand 2-3 with the Sunday night football game against the Lions. The Chiefs come out of that, in my opinion. I think the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL right now. I don't care what the records say. I would pick the Chiefs right now in a game against any team in the National Football League, regardless of where it was. The way that they're playing on offense, the way that they're playing defensively, I think the Chiefs, given their history and track record and the benefit of the doubt that I'm going to give them, I think the Chiefs right now are the best team in the National Football League. Here is Pat McAfee. Here's his opinion on the Chiefs.
And then all of a sudden, boom, the Kansas City Chiefs start to do what Kansas City Chiefs start doing. And then Travis Kelce starts going absolutely absurd. Rashee Rice gets in the end zone. And inevitably, the Kansas City Chiefs win 28-7 in a game that was not very thrilling. But it is nice to know that these Chiefs is all the way back. The Chiefs are going to be who we thought they were going to be coming into this season. The Chiefs are who they have been over the last few years. Travis Kelce's getting younger. I saw him in the open field trying little two steps on people. And obviously he's making some magic, but with what Patrick Mahomes is able to do on any given football field at any given moment, we all understand how good the Chiefs could be. Now they're playing like it. So shout to the Chiefs being all the way back.
Yeah.
And maybe even better.
This is the analogy I'll make about the Chiefs. And last year when the Chiefs were a 15-win team, despite the fact that they were winning these games, you just knew that there was more, you know? It's like your son's getting B's. I mean, you can't be unhappy with him getting B's, but you know he should be getting A's, you know? I don't feel like you're applying yourself. I don't feel like you're doing the best that you can do. Well, the Chiefs are getting A's now. They're getting an A offensively. They scored 89 points in their homestand. They're getting an A defensively. They allowed 24 points, and they allowed 7 in their last two games at Arrowhead. The Chiefs right now are getting A's across the board. Now, again, the special teams is one thing, but you know what? I'm not here to focus in on Harrison Butker or Jack Cochran, who, again, got another penalty. But offensively, defensively right now, things are flowing at such a high level. I'm with you. I think the Chiefs right now are playing some of the best football that we've seen them play in the Patrick Mahomes era. Here is Dan Graziano. He is on ESPN's Get Up. Here's what he had to say about the Chiefs.
The best team in the AFC this year is the Colts.
Yeah.
They're 7-1, probably should be 8-0, and they'd be a plus 116 point differential. They're killing teams. Yeah. But the scariest team in the AFC is the Chiefs because they're playing at this level right now, and we know what the second half of the season looks like. We know what January and February looks like for Kansas City. It is much more difficult to beat them. So having the creativity of Andy Reid with the guys he has now that he can deploy to execute that creativity, Mahomes playing at this level, I just think it's
– we didn't even get the Spags in the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point there at the end by Dominique Foxworthy. Like, there's so much conversation around the Chiefs' offense, very understandable with the way that Mahomes has played and now put himself into the MVP favorite, that I don't think their defense is getting nearly enough credit. I would say locally and nationally, to be honest with you. I don't think their defense is getting nearly enough credit. The way They're not getting enough credit for where they dominated the Raiders. I don't care who it is. You dominate another NFL team like that, hold them to less than 100 yards from scrimmage, and basically the Commanders put one drive together. They put one drive together that was aided by an incredible catch by Terry McLaurin on the sideline. They put one drive together in the game. Just one drive for the most part. Last thing I want to play here for you guys, this is Chris Canty. He was on First Take. Here's what he had to say about the Chiefs.
What Patrick Mahomes is doing is otherworldly, Stephen A. Last night marked his third straight game with 3+ passing touchdowns. Last time he did that was the 2021 season when he had Tyreek Hill on the roster. Yeah. Right? He leads the league in passing yards and completions outside of the pocket. So his ability to be able to extend the down takes this offense to a different level.
Talk about he's not a quote runner. He's not like a dual.
No.
But outside the pocket.
He leads the league in passing yards and completions outside of the pocket.
That's unreal.
Which makes him a cheat code for Andy Reid. And it's frustrating for defensive linemen and opposing defensive coordinators because you can't plan for the improvisation that Mahomes brings to the party.
Yeah.
Last night, the distribution and touches, four different runners with design runs, catches by 6 different receivers.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's coming from with the Kansas City Chiefs. And the scary proposition about this team, Doggy, is that the offense is not even the best phase of the football team.
That was Chris Canty earlier today on First Take talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Certainly to be expected when you win 3 straight games the way that Kansas City has won them, and just the history, the track record, what you've accomplished over the last couple of years. The Chiefs are more than certainly getting their flowers right now. Is, in my opinion, I think they're the best team in the league. Maybe if you don't have them as the best team in the league, then they're certainly a top 3 team in the league. I don't know how that can really be denied at this point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.